This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. We're going to be here, like I said, for about another hour. And joining us right now is Victoria from Natural Alternatives. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's cold, and I'm not sure if I'm a fan yet, but I'm doing well.
I hear you. I woke up this morning and it was a bit too cold. It was 33 degrees. I didn't see freezing, so I was, you know, all right for that, I guess. But with this feel of winter, we almost kind of think, you know, what else can we be doing for the lawn and the garden, etc. But I know right now we can be putting down a fifth application in our lawn for winter. And you have a great winter fertilizer that we could be using right now.
Yes, our natural alternative always shoots to make sure that when you're using our products, your lawn is going to be successful in what you do. And we have five applications starting from early spring all the way into the winter. And right now, all the way up until about the second week of November for most areas is a great time to apply our A5 winter fertilizer. And basically what this does is it slow feeds your lawn during the winter months, during its cold, because your root system actually doesn't go dormant. It's still feeding. It's just doing it in a slower motion, basically. So this product feeds all along the that time, and then when your soil temperatures start to rise and things start to become more active, that food source is still there for that plant. So it kind of helps kickstart it for springtime, giving you a really pretty green up at a faster pace than if you didn't feed your lawn at that application five. So with all of our fertilizers, we've enriched them with protolyzer, which is billions of beneficial microbes, which basically, I've said this before, work as an army for you. So it's keeping your lawn protected through snowfall, through ice, things like that. So it's really important to get this application down. And with all of our fertilizers, 100% of our fertilizer is usable to the plants. We have no fillers, no extra chemicals. It's just the nutrients that your lawn needs to stay healthy and strong during every season of the year.
It's definitely something that, you know, I've probably said this too much, but I don't think I can say it enough. It's something that needs to be done for your lawn to be successful in the future. And using this winter fertilizer is definitely for that. Now, there's some other things we can do for the lawn still. We still have some time. And you have a couple products in your lime and sulfur that we could be using right now. Can you tell us a little bit about both of those products?
Yes. So what makes our lime and sulfur different from your typical store-bought lime and sulfur is, again, we've enriched it with our wonderful protolyzer, which, again, is billions of beneficial bacteria that works for you in your lawn. So you're getting a product that not only will adjust your soil's pH up or down, but it will also give add organic matter, enhance your root development. It will make more nutrients available to the plants, whether you're applying this to a garden or your lawn. You can use it on both, safe. And if you're not sure, we do offer soil tests. If you're not sure which one you need to apply or if you have certain areas that you think are having some issues, we're here for you all the time. So give us a call at 888-546-5941, and we'll help you out with that. We can collect pictures from you if we think one thing or the other, or if you've gotten a soil test from someone else or ourselves and you're just not quite sure what to do. We're here for you always, and if you don't have time to make a phone call, we do answer all emails as well, and you can email at info@natural-alternative.com, or you can visit our website and click the link at the bottom to contact us as well. So with our lime and sulfur, it gets a little tricky. You know, sometimes you just don't know which one you want. We want to make sure we lead you in the right direction, so we're always available for you guys. But the main thing that makes our lime and sulfur different is our fertilizer, and that's key in a lot of our products. And with our lime and sulfur, we offer 25-pound bags, and then the lime also comes in a shaker jug as well.
Awesome. And I've talked a lot today in regards of soil compaction, so the sulfur product is definitely something to help that. So it is still time to be doing that. I want to go into a little bit now into plant food and the different products you have. You have some good bundles. One of them, because we're still working on planting some bulbs and everything, so you can actually use some of this product here. Can you tell us a little bit about the fertilizers you have?
Absolutely. So our plant food is an all-purpose plant food. You can use it on anything, including your bulbs that you're putting down now. And it's formulated to provide a complete and balanced feeding through its slow feeding. So it continues to feed until the next time you feed. And it reduces transplant loss and grows healthy roots because it is also still enriched with our fertilizer. And it contains 95% more beneficial soil microbes than other brands. And that plays a big part in making sure that your bulbs are going to do well through the winter months, things like that. Making sure you're getting them deep enough into the ground is another key that you can use. But again, with our plant foods, we provide a 505, which is phosphorus-free, and then we provide a 555, which has five, the middle number is the phosphorus. So depending on what you need, again, we're here for you if you're not quite sure. Some plants, like bulbs, I usually recommend the 555. Newer plants, germinating plants, I always recommend the 555. If you're working with house plants or outdoor established plants, I typically recommend the 505. Both of them are good for the plants. But again, this is one of our fertilizers, falls in the lines of 100% of it is available to the plant. So no fillers in our products. And the 555 comes in a 50-pound bag and then a shaker jug, depending on what you're using it for. I personally like the shaker jug just because it's easier to tote around. And then our 505 just comes in a shaker jug. And it comes with a handy scoop in there, so it's super easy to measure how much you need to give each plant or each bulb to do your last feeding for the year and then to plant your bulbs if you haven't already. And we do have a couple bundles available. The Get Started bundle, you can click on, if you're on our website, you can click on fertilizer or plant food, and that bundle will show up for you. And that's a perfect, I call it the Get Started bundle. It's perfect. It has our fertilizer and our plant food. So it kind of gives you an established, this is what you can start with and finish with. So that makes it easier. And then we also have a couple other bundles that you can take a look at. I know in a few minutes we're going to be talking about the mosquito, tick, and flea control. So we do have the Bugs in Bloom bundle, which is great. It provides the 505 plant food, the 6 ounce of the fertilizer, and the mosquito control because you can still be using that.
It's definitely like a you knew what we were going to talk about, and I put it in such a way so we could move on to that mosquito tick and flea control, because you and I have talked about it a number of times, and everybody kind of stops using it at this point. But what they don't realize is how beneficial it is, not only for future, but at this time when ticks and mosquitoes are still living. So it was a great segue, so let's go right into it. Can you tell us a little bit about that mosquito, tick, and flea control?
Absolutely. So we've designed this product to be completely different than what you can buy in the stores, and it's 100% organic product, so you don't have to worry about your pets or a wait time for them to go outside, or your kids. And if you're having a, you know, Halloween's around the corner, if you are worried about anything, treat your lawn. If you're going to have a get-together or anything like that, make sure you're treating your lawn. Get that covered so you can protect your neighbors, your children, and your pets. So fleas this time of year are still active. They're slowing down, but they're still very active, as well as mosquitoes. So I know it's a little too chilly for me to hang outside right now. I'm hoping it warms up a little bit. But they're still out there, and ticks definitely. They hide under any leaves falling in the fall, so it's their favorite time of year. And all they do is burrow. So they don't go away like we think they do because it gets cold. They're still active almost all year long. And protecting your lawn and using this product, it's easy to apply. If you have a larger lawn, we have concentrates available for you. So all you need is a handheld pump sprayer or backpack sprayer, depending on what you prefer, basically.
I got to interrupt real quick. Victoria, apologize. We're going to hit a break right now. So hang tight with me. We should be back in a couple here.
RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Victoria from Natural Alternative, and we were talking about the mosquito, tick, and flea control. We were right on the edge of it, and I realized we were almost running out of time, so I apologize, Victoria. So
no,
I just
worries.
Want to pick up right at the end there what you were discussing with the with the product there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was just explaining that we have concentrates available for bigger lawns. So all you need is a handheld or backpack sprayer, whatever is your preference, both work. And then we also have a hose and spray attachment as well. So that's my favorite. Just attach it to your garden hose and mist your entire lawn. When you're treating for ticks, make sure you are getting under things. Remove your leaves if you have an abundance amount. They like to hide. It's their favorite places. It's still warm under there. So basically what you're doing when you're using this product is you're treating to control it for when summer temperature or spring temperatures come around and you're more active in your lawn again. You are repelling them starting now. And continuing to do so, you will continue to have less and less as time goes on. So it is really important, even if it's chilly outside, or you think, I'm not outside a lot. It's still really important to protect yourselves, your pets, away from these insects that can carry diseases, and it makes it risky for us, even if we're only outside once a day.
Awesome. Now we got a couple minutes left, so I wanted to talk a little bit about Protolizer. We talk about it weekly. Every time we talk, it is a great product. Can you discuss Protolizer with us, please?
Absolutely. Protolizer is my best friend this time of year, and the reason for that is I'm bringing everything inside. I'm thinking about turning my heat on, even though I'm trying to push the back as far as possible. And what this does is, I've said this before, it works as an army for you, so it protects your plants. It reduces shock when planting or transplanting. So, again, this is a product you can use when planting bulbs or bringing your plants indoors for the winter time. And it focuses on the root system to make the root system be able to absorb more water and nutrients in the soil provided for those plants. and it speeds up germination. So this is helpful for when you're planting bulbs or if you're working with things bright in the spring. And then it reduces need for fungicides. So as a company, we would like you not to use fungicides if at all possible. So this is a product, if you use it monthly and you are watching for all the signs, this can work for you in cutting out those excess chemicals that we don't want you to use. And this, and again, this is something that I use all year long, and it helps protect against environmental stresses. Super, super easy to use. Comes as a powder. You just mix with one tablespoon to 1 gallon of water, and you water your plants how you normally would. So you don't have to overwater them. You don't have to do anything fancy. Just water this product in just like if you were giving them their watering, whether it be water every 2 weeks, once a month, every day. You can use this on anything that grows a root system, which makes it even easier to use.
Awesome. It's such a great product. I love everything about it, so it's definitely something to be looking at. Now, I didn't want to do this, but I think we need to just tease a little bit in the future here what we need to be talking about, but there's tons of articles coming out all over saying what to predict for winter this year. And NOAA, or some people call it NOAA, released some information out. And this is what they said. There are equal chances the region could see more, less, or equal to the amount as in the past. That helps, huh? So that being said, I'm going to plan on there being a winter. You guys have some ice melt, and again, I don't want to go into all the details because I don't want to start thinking about winter, but it is something to be thinking about. We think about in the future with you guys have some ice melts. So just wanted to bring it up for everybody to kind of think about. I know we'll start discussing it next month, but you know, I figured let's tease it a little bit. We're not there yet. I mean, it's going to be 70 up here on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but we should get ahead and get that ice melt from you.
Yes, and we have a couple bundles available to make it super easy for you guys as well. And you can use the PPDC code for 10% off of anything we talked about today, too.
Awesome. Thank you so much, as always, for coming in. And want to be early, but happy birthday to your daughter, Carly. I know it's not for another 8 days, but still wanted to say happy birthday early. So.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, have a great rest of your day, and thank you.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Deputy Chief of Staff Drew Hamill said Saturday that there are some encouraging news on testing, following the Speaker's call with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to discuss the details on a possible coronavirus relief package. The call is the latest development in a back-and-forth stimulus negotiations that have appeared to stall, as the White House has thus far been unable to lock down a deal with Congress. The news comes as President Trump and his administration are pushing to pass a stimulus bill before the November 3rd election. A free speech demonstration staged by conservative activists was violently interrupted in downtown San Francisco on Saturday after several hundred counter-protesters surged the area. Team Save America organized the rally to protest Twitter, which it said squelches conservative speech. Members of the group wore red Make America Great Again Trump campaign hats and carried pro-police thin blue line flags and U.S. flags. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court will review President Trump's effort to exclude immigrants from the 2020 census count. Last month, a lower court ruling blocked the White House's push, calling the change unlawful. The justices have expedited consideration to hear oral arguments in the case on November 30th. The hearing is set to take place a month before state populations use the count for organizing the 435 seats in the House of Representatives. Famed football star Herschel Walker tells Fox News he wants transparency about Hunter Biden's laptop email.
American people deserve the truth. Yeah. And right now, if they go into this election with us not knowing the truth, what are they going to think about the American people? You know, I think they're doing this bait and switch. They're bringing up all this racism. They're bringing up all this other stuff when they know, and they've known for a long time, that this was out there. They've known for a long time that this Russian hoax wasn't real. They've known for a long time of all the things that they've tried to do to this president.
Fox News has confirmed one of the emails as authentic after talking to one of the recipients in a 2017 email. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I appreciate Victoria coming on, giving us some great information of what we can be doing and what to think of. I know I brought up the ice melt there at the end, but there's a lot of articles coming out of what to predict for this winter. And I think you keyed it up right there when I said it could be more, could be less, or could be equal amounts. So they have no clue. Perfect. So we do have Rose still on the line. Rose, are you with us still?
Oh, yes. I didn't know you were coming back to me. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you perfectly. And
oh, that's great. I didn't know you were getting back to me. Thank you.
No problem. Oh. And we were hoping you had some more questions for us. I know lose signal at the 9 o'clock hour, but since you were there, we wanted to come back and make sure you had all your questions answered.
Oh, Patrick, thanks so much. Now, what did I do with my paper? I thought you were done with me.
That's okay.
Let's see if I can just remember from the top of my head. Yes, the other questions I had, let me think a minute. So I just wanted to clarify, please.
Yeah.
I have this old container of ammonium sulfate. I did want to clarify, is this no longer good? I mean, I bought this many years ago. And is it no longer suggested anymore? Is it not that great anymore? Because, you know, things change as more things are discovered.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as recommended as it was.
And why is that? Is it harmful to to consume? I don't know much about ammonium sulfate. If it's harm, what is the reason why it's not recommended anymore? Can you share that with me?
Well, so the ammonium sulfate on there, it doesn't have the nitrogen level that you would need. There's it's not. That's like the main reason it doesn't have the. It's not like a ammonium nitrate. It just doesn't have a lot of the nitrogen in it. the ammonium sulfate.
Blueberry Power. Blueberry Power, 24% sulfur, 2100 ammonium sulfate, it says on it. And it does say, for optimum blueberry growth, we recommend applying a premium calcium supplement.
Yep. So, I mean, how long have you had it?
Probably since I planted the other blueberry bushes. But they didn't do too well, so I don't know if I should have supplemented with something else. I mean, should I just throw this away? I mean, is it harmful?
Well, or so I wouldn't throw it away. I'd throw it down onto the soil in the area because it still will help to break up an alkaline soil. It's going to help to make it more acidic. It's not going to be as powerful as it once was because it's going to break down a little bit. It's one of those things, if you just throw it away, it's going to get into, you know, a trash heap, etc. We're not looking to do that. By throwing it on the soil, you can at least get what's left of it to add to that soil to get it into the acidic. They've just found newer technology to get to that point, to get it a little bit easier to use. And that's where that soil acidifier from Espoma comes in. One of the things is with it, just the ammonium sulfate can sometimes burn the soil a bit if it's not used, if it's used too much of it. In the case of what I'm telling you to do by putting it down, if it's a number of years, it should have broken down and you should be fine with it. There's so many new technologies, so many new things that are out there that they found that, you know, this is like the soil acidifier is easier to use.
Okay, well, you know what? What I'm thinking now. So this Blueberry Power must be a chemical product where I grow organically. So. Am I correct? Because the one that you recommended by Espoma called Soil Acidifier, that is an organic product, correct?
Yes, they do have organic products. All their products are organic.
Old one that I have, is this not organic? It must be chemical. Am I right?
I haven't heard of the product Blueberry Power. I'd have to look at the package. I'd have to look at the package itself just to be able to tell, what it is. But just based on what's in it, I'd be able to tell. I would assume that there might be some synthetic in it. But ammonium sulfate it's used as like a synthetic. So, I mean, it's,
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay.
If I tell you the name of the company that made it, would that be helpful?
Sure.
It says packaged and distributed by Northeast Agricultural Sales Incorporated, Lindenville, Vermont. Northeast Agricultural.
Okay. I'm pulling them up at the same.
I still have like more than half of it left in this huge container. But if it's a synthetic product, I'd rather not use it anyway. I'll give it away to someone who doesn't care.
Just based on what I'm seeing, they do have some organic fertilizers that are in there. It just on products, I'm seeing the organic fertilizers, but they do have.
Are you looking it up? The name I gave you.
Yep, I'm looking it up all at the same time.
Blueberry Power.
It doesn't say it on it, so it might be something that they've had in the past.
It might have been discontinued because, like you say, the technology changes every so often.
definitely. So I think it would be worth, you know, maybe giving it to somebody to use. But they, what we need to realize with this is since it's a number of years old, it does break down over time. So it's not going to be as powerful as, okay. As it was, as it once was, right? It might be half the rate. You know, it's definitely worth just, you know, putting down to get rid of it that way versus throwing it away.
I won't throw it away. I'll either give it to somebody, but you're still suggesting the best one for blueberry bushes that is organic would be the one by Espoma. I've used a lot of Espoma products. I love them.
Yeah, so I would be using the soil acidifier as well as their berry tone that they came
as
that
well
they
as
have.
The berry tone like you mentioned earlier.
Yep.
So but right now in the fall when I'm planting them I should still mix the biotone into
yes.
the soil.
Yep. Definitely.
Biotone now, but not use berry tone during the growing season, not biotone. Because
yes.
that would contain the mycorrhizae as well. The berry tone would have the mycorrhizae
it would
in
have
it as
some,
well.
Yeah, it would have some in it. And then in the spring, also using that soil acidifier just to make sure you have a very acidic soil because that's what we're looking to do.
Yep, and I thought my soil would be pretty acidic because we're surrounded by pine trees here in New Hampshire, but evidently not.
Yeah, and it's just make sure with your blueberries what you know, using a pollinator or having multiple of the same blueberries can actually help produce more blueberries. I remember you were saying that you didn't have barely any or not that much. So that would be something to be looking at.
Yeah, I planted like, I think it was 50 like little blueberry plants. And I didn't get anything. I planted some high bush ones, and I did get a few, but I had probably fertilized it with this stuff. So the new ones I put in this year, I did, I will, it's not too late. The ones I popped in the ground, about a month ago, I actually didn't plant anything with them except compost, so I can still add the biotone to that now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah, okay, I will do that. And if you still have time, I did have a couple of other questions regarding
sure.
bringing indoor plants inside
sure.
from outdoors.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what I did want to ask you is I have several annuals that I would like to bring inside. I've been holding off bringing them inside because as of yet we still have not had a frost. But I have been watching the temperature, and especially I thought I would still leave them out because we're still going to get some 70-degree temperature this week. So I will have to watch that. But when it comes time to bring them in, what I would like to bring in to utilize during the winter, hopefully to keep them growing, is, of course, my herbs. And also, I wanted to ask you about, I have a couple of okra plants that I planted very late, and they're still growing, but they love the heat. So I would like your opinion on that. I'd like to leave them out maybe through this week if the 70-degree weather continues. They love the heat and the sun. They're still growing, but they're not, of course, they're nowhere near done. I've only picked off one from one of the three plants, and they're still growing and they're still coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was wanting to ask you about those three okra plants. What suggestions you'd have for me when I do decide to bring them in and put them in a south window and maybe provide a grow light. Do you have any other suggestions for those okra plants? Maybe I can save them so that they can mature fully.
Yeah, so the thing about it, so as you said, they love the heat. When winter comes, it kind of stunts them. And the freezing temperatures can stop them. So what I might be looking at doing is bringing them in sooner rather than later, so maybe mid to end of this week, letting them do that growing, then bringing them in to a self-facing window, adding a grow light, and making sure it's in a warm area. so that it will stay warm, because again, it does like that heat to push its growth. So I think that's the only thing you can really do with it.
And what about adding a supplement to help with the shock of the change in temperature? Should I add the Biotone? Anything
you
else?
You could use the Biotone or the Protolyzer from Natural Alternative. The Protolyzer is a liquid form, so it goes in a little bit quicker. I definitely suggest using that.
Oh, okay. I will use that. I forgot about that. Yeah, the Protolyzer will get absorbed sooner. And that's really the only thing I need to would I feed it a little bit every so often during the cold months?
Every couple weeks, every 2 to 4 weeks with the Protolyzer.
Okay, I will do that. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, I kind of forget now, but I think it's one of those southern trees, a small tree that I bought for the patio. It has a braided trunk. I think it's a hibiscus.
Yep.
I'm not certain. So I want to bring that one too. What suggestions do you have for that one?
Do the same thing. I'm sorry, we've got to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute here.
Okay.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Karting Club. We'll be wrapping up the show here in a couple minutes. Before the break, Rose was talking to us about another plant that was a house plant that she was bringing in, and she thought it was a hibiscus, a braided hibiscus. And I'd definitely be doing the same things that I would be doing previously on any of the other indoor house plants. This is a tropical plant, loves the heat, loves the sun, so be putting this into south-facing window, warm area. You can fertilize it a bit just to help with that shock that comes in using the protolizer, getting it to steady that way. I definitely think that would be very helpful.
Paul, can you still hear me?
I can still hear you. Yep.
Oh, wonderful. I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't know if you still,
go ahead.
Able to hear me. Yes, yes. Thank you for that. Did I interrupt you? Were you going to say something else about that?
Nope. Okay. Definitely not.
And the other, last question, you're so kind to let me ask all of my questions. The last one is a question on a black tulip magnolia, also, of course, a tropical plant, that when I actually purchased it, it had some fungus on the leaves, and I did give it only one spraying of neem oil. I took off all the leaves that were already dead, and it still looks beautiful. There are only about five leaves left on it, but they're holding on tight. You know, but I only gave it the one spraying. I'd like to bring that one in too and see if I can save it because it's beautiful and I never got to put it. Well, I don't think I will be putting it in the ground because, it's a black tulip magnolia. I don't think that can be planted. I don't think that can withstand the cold weather up north, can it?
So the black tulip magnolia, I'd have to double check the...
I'm not sure now. I'm questioning myself.
I'm trying to think what zone it would be on. I think it's... It's between 5 and 9, and so if you're in southern New Hampshire there, you should be fine getting it outside to plant.
Yeah. So
you should be a 5.
I just found the tag. Yes, it is tied to 9. You're correct. Now, so instead of bringing it in then, I'll just bring the other one in, what I think is a hibiscus. So do you think it would be best for me to put this one in the ground? But I'd like to know what your suggestions are to get rid of this fungus so that it will survive the winter outdoors. Yep. Or do you think I should keep it in and put it in the ground, because it did have this fungus all over the leaves? It's already probably stressed out.
Yeah, so I would definitely, to be honest, put it into the ground. Okay. It's going to do better for you long term in the ground. You can spray it again with neem oil. So do that in the next couple days where it warms up. If the week after it's warm again, and maybe like 10 days from it, if it's still above 50, you can spray one final time before the winter. But I think you're going to be okay with that, and just be ready for the spring if something were to happen. It seems like some of this winter could kill some of the disease off and take care of it. So I think you really one, maybe two more sprays, and it should really help you going forward, especially no leaves on there.
Only has 5 that held on. I removed all the rest. I just took them off because they were so filled with the fungus. I didn't want to. I wanted to take them off. I just disposed of them.
Makes sense.
But I did leave 5 on. So should I take those leaves off or just let them fall off? Just keep. Oh no, I gotta leave them on because I'm gonna spray it with the neem oil.
Yeah.
Right?
So once they fall off, just use them. Just toss them in the trash. Don't use them in like a compost because you don't want the fungus to overwinter that way.
Right,
okay.
Right. Well, thank you. You were most helpful, and
Rose.
I just loved your dad. We used to talk a lot because I would see him at the various garden club member meetings throughout the state, and he was just awesome.
Thank you. He really was.
You're doing the exceptional too, so thank you for carrying on.
Thanks, Rose. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks again. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, so that's going to wrap up the show today. We got about 30 seconds left, so we're going to wrap it up here. I appreciate everybody for calling. Some great information from Espoma and Natural Alternative. Check out either of those websites. It's espoma.com and then naturalalternative.com to get some great information of what you can be doing this time of year. As always, I appreciate everyone for the questions. Helps makes the day go a little bit quicker, but helps everybody else out there with their garden. So until next time, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We'll see you in a week.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.